This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 2nd of October 2022. Today is the Club Focus edition and we've invited clubs to tell you what they're up to. In the Club Focus series, Greg talks about spending a penny. We comment on the ACMA consultation, which was announced during the week, and address the extraordinary attacks on RASA in last week's WIA news program and in social media. There's yet another update on Perth Tech with a reminder that there's only 2 weeks left to register and 3 weeks until the big day. The studio team this week is Roy VK6 XV, Paul VK6 EMD, Greg VK6 LH, and the guest presenter is Clive VK6 CSW, and I'm Bob VK6 POP, the News West producer. Our website is vk6.net and our single point of contact is newswest@vk6.net.
How many of you are old enough to remember the old public toilets where you had to put a penny in the device on the door, then turn the handle to enter the cubicle? It's the origin of the term, I need to spend a penny. It's also the subject of the toilet wall humour, here I sit, broken-hearted, paid a penny, and I'll let you finish that off. Nope, I haven't lost my marbles. Well, not all of them. I want to talk to you about a couple of things today. The user pays principle and getting value for money, and these wrapped up within the context of an amateur radio club. The user pays principle is quite easy to get your head around, isn't it? Your club, let's call it Club A, costs $500 a year to run and has 50 members. So the club needs to raise $10 per member to stay financially afloat. So the club charges a $10 membership fee, and that's that. The same deal applies if your club costs $5,000 per year. The membership fee becomes $100. That brings us to the next principle. Value for money. Would members, current or prospective, pay membership fees of $100? They may or they may not, depending on what they see as the benefits of membership of Club A. At this point, let's describe Club A. They have their own club headquarters, well equipped, well run, with plenty of activity. Now I'll introduce Club B. Club B uses a rented, shared meeting room, can't put up any infrastructure, and is relatively inactive. Club B's membership fees is the same as Club A. Prospective members will weigh up each club and do the what's in it for me calculation before deciding to join up. I'll leave it to you to decide which club you'd join, because there's often more to it than just the cost. However, the cost and what you get for it will be a large part of the person's decision to join up. I'm not saying that all clubs should turn themselves into replicas of each other. However, it's important for clubs to understand what it is that makes them a club and build on it. Prospective members will strongly consider what they're getting when they spend their penny.
You know, when it comes to what people call amateur radio politics, some people have poo-pooed what we've put up on News West or what they've seen in releases from RASA. These stories are dismissed out of hands with no consideration for what's true or sometimes even what's decent. Let's be clear about politics in general. Something doesn't become untrue simply because you don't like it, or worse still, because you don't like the person telling the story. All reporting on amateur radio politics in News West is factual. If we can't back it up, we don't tell it. However, our detractors never seem to need facts or the truth to publicly dismiss our stories. You may have noticed also that we don't attack any institution, in spite of the mistruths that were repeated by more than one presenter on last week's WIA News. They spoke of RASA being at war and of RASA's desire to destroy the WIA. Example from Graham VK4 Baker Baker. Quote, the war against the WIA goes on, unquote. Greg Kelly, VK2GPK, said, quote, in fact, the ACMA has itself contributed directly to making dealing with the radio community more difficult and divisive by giving seemingly unwarranted credibility to a splinter AR group with a comparatively small member base, unquote. So Greg is shifting the blame for the intransigence of a few people at the top of the Wireless Institute on to the regulator. Greg, take some responsibility. And two others rattling on about the AX callsign exercise when the WIA, in spite of their president agreeing in the first instance, reacted so loudly, whipping up a frenzy of opinion, placing the ACMA in the victim's seat, claiming that the regulator has been harmed by the episode. But friends, let me tell you that the harm was done to the credibility of our hobby. We had two bodies, the WIA and RASA, jointly approached the ACMA for a good result, and the ACMA was impressed that they made a joint approach. But this didn't suit some people. The Wireless Institute, in many people's books, must never collaborate with RASA. How wrong could they be? And please note, dear listeners, that all of this garbage is promulgated by a very small but noisy group. Two WIA directors and a dozen or so of their acolytes, the ones I call the choir boys. And let's be charitable, it could be more than a dozen, but I wouldn't go past 20, and that makes up about 1% of our amateur population. This small but noisy group of churlish individuals is hell-bent on causing the maximum damage, with no regard for the image and reputation of amateur radio in Australia. The WIA will never make real progress until the unacceptable behaviour of some of its directors and a group of people on the periphery of the WIA board curb their awful behaviour and once again take up leadership of amateur radio in Australia. There have been formal complaints lodged by WIA members with the WIA's board about the behaviour of one of its directors. These have never been acknowledged or even considered, which is in clear violation of the WIA's own policy and procedures in relation to complaints. Neither NewsWest nor RASA are anti-WIA. How many times do we have to say it? This has been stated time and again. Here at NewsWest, we target the poor behaviour of people. Did you get that? We target their poor behaviour, which is why we see two directors and their sidekicks push back so desperately, because we continue to shine a light in their dark little corner. We all want to see the WIA healthy and effective, but it's broken. The board is hostile to its president. You, the members, need to sort that out. Put the right people on the board. Get rid of those who don't have a vision for the hobby. You have that power. I'm Bob VK6POP.
WA Amateur Radio News is the club that produces NewsWest and PerthTech. There are a few other strings to our bow, but these need a bit more horsepower in the club to pull them off. But they are on the back burner. Some of our number are what you might call nominal members. They join up as a show of support for what we do. And that's fine. There comes a time, though, when we need a hand. And that time is coming soon, with PerthTech, in a few weeks' time. So here's what we need bodies to do. Friday afternoon and perhaps evening, we could do with a hand to set up the main meeting room, tables, chairs and audiovisual gear. On Saturday, we need a few people to work in front of house, checking people in and selling raffle tickets, and to be general roustabouts during the day to do those little tasks that pop up at this sort of event. Checking in is pretty simple. Tick them off a list and give them a name badge. The roustabout's main task, however, will be to give Bob a chill pill regularly, every half an hour or so. We also need the same people to help pack up on Saturday after the show. On Friday, we're counting on those camping over to lend a hand, but we definitely need a small group to help on Saturday. To let us know you can help on Saturday, jump onto our vk6.net website, the PerthTech page, tell us your name, call sign and telephone number. One last thing. If you haven't yet registered for PerthTech, you need to get on your bike and get it done. Registrations close on Monday the 17th of October, and prior registration is essential. Registration is at our website, vk6.net.
Hi, I'm Mark, VK4MHQ, and I get my amateur radio news from NewsWest.
In news from the Northern Corridor Radio Group, the main station antenna has been repaired and placed back onto the main mast. The club will have an entry in the Oceania DX 2022 contest, and that's on this weekend. The 10 GHz EME station is still progressing slowly, and they had a great ham fest. The NCRG car boot sale for this year is on Sunday the 20th of November 2022, and it's at the NCRG clubrooms from 9 a.m. for sellers and 10 a.m. for buyers, as usual. The charge will be $5 for sellers and buyers will be free. And there'll be refreshments available with barbecued sausages to purchase on the day. And we're expecting the day to be hot, so please bring a hat. And if you're a seller, maybe some form of shade. And please note, there will be no sales before 10 a.m.
Here at NewsWest, we strive to provide accurate news, stories and commentary about amateur radio in Australia. Of course, we're never wrong. Well, we'd like to think we're never wrong about anything. But there's always a chance that we've got something inaccurate, or there's simply another point of view that can add to the discussion. That's where you come in. Every now and then, News West invites you to have your say, especially if you believe that there's something that we've got wrong or something needs expanding on. We invite you to contribute your opinion, new information, or different opinion on something that we've said. It's as simple as that. Record your story in the best possible quality that your device will do and send it to us at newswest@vk6.net. Up to 400 words makes a recording of about the right length. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, with the usual reminder that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's October Bulletin to go to air. Now, three important announcements, so please listen carefully. Firstly, the Bayseed venue is no more. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford, on Tuesday, October the 11th, starting at around midday. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. So just repeating, the October lunch meeting will be on the 11th, and it will be at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. An attractive seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. If you're a newcomer and you'd like more details, please email coordinator Phil, VK6ZKO, at pbcasper@bigpond.com. That's Papa, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, pbcasper@bigpond.com. Secondly, banking has now switched from Westpac to Bendigo Bank. Details as per the website. Thirdly, Andrew, VK3CAH, has completely updated the RAOTC website. Changes have occurred, and members and friends are strongly recommended to visit the website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC to catch up with the latest information. This month, as well as the latest club news, and there's quite a lot of it, we have the story of the 1946 photo survey of Australia, a precursor of the Woomera rocket range, plus some anecdotes of the rocket range itself, and the story of the Ugly Duckling World War II Liberty ship. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and join in the callbacks afterwards. The bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, including HF, VHF, UHF, D-Star, digital mobile radio and Echolink. Full details can be found on the RAOTC website. Please note that some broadcast times are shown in Victoria local times, and now that Victoria is on daylight saving time, WA local time is 3 hours behind Victoria time. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-meter SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. Also at 8 a.m. local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 9 a.m, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by VK6JI. On the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA News. If you wish, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the website. If you listen this way, though, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated so that we know how many people are taking advantage of this service. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the October broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
In a news release during the week, the ACMA invited the amateur radio sector to have a say on the proposed amateur class licence and considerations for higher power operation. The ACMA said, following the extensive 2021 public consultation and associated response to submissions, we have released a consultation paper on the proposed amateur class licence and supporting operational arrangements, along with considerations for higher power operation. This is the next step in our review of regulatory arrangements for the operation of non-assigned amateur stations. The draft class licence for amateur radio has been amended to incorporate changes suggested by representative bodies, amateur radio clubs and individual amateurs during the 2021 consultation. The consultation paper, proposed class licence and details about how to make a submission are available on the ACMA's website. Submissions close at close of business Tuesday the 29th of November, so we've got 2 months. That's end of quote. This is something we all need to read and consider and to provide, where needed, feedback to the regulator. It's time to have the conversations and discussions about the proposed changes. This is what clubs and groups ought to be doing in order to inform members and to collate opinions and concerns. I plan to put some discussion points to air on News West next weekend and am happy to include your ideas and discussions. Send your stuff to newswest@vk6.net. And now here's an important bit. Whether you're a Wireless Institute member or not, a RASA member or not, or you're not a member of either of them, we're only going to get one shot at this. We, as a sector, under the microscope, must present a unified voice to the regulator. If the ACMA get even a whiff of the sort of nonsense they saw last week with the hysteria whipped up by two WIA directors over the AX callsign, they may well justifiably throw their hands into the air and do as they like. If there's ever been a time when the amateur radio sector needs to work together with common goals to achieve the desired outcomes, it's now. It's time for the destructive element on the WIA board and their fanboys to pull their heads in, grow up, and work for the good of the hobby. I can hear a few people thinking, what about RASA? Well, what about them? For years, every time these important topics have come up for discussion in the sector, RASA has invited the Wireless Institute to collaborate, and the outcome has been crickets, silence, no response, or, if the topic becomes public, ridicule. Let's see if we can change that, or we'll get what we deserve.
WAG News. The next meeting of the West Australian Repeater Group will be on Monday evening down the end of Australia 2 Drive in Crawley at the Scout Hall. Doors open at 7pm for a 7:30 start and refreshments will be available. A reminder from us that the next technical and general net will be 50kc up from the original signal of this news. That's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money, at 10:30 this morning and hopefully every Sunday morning. Check in and see you soon. 73s from WAG. I'm Mark, VK6FIVE.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, VK6ARN.
Although we're talking about contesting next weekend, there's another event coming up that's similar in reach, but much bigger than any amateur radio contest, yet it uses amateur radio. Have you caught up with me yet? I'm talking about Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA for short, and its accompanying other half, Jamboree on the Internet, JOTI. JOTA JOTI is the world's largest digital scout event taking place online and over the air. This educational event brings together more than 2 million young people every year in October for a weekend of scouting and friendship. Young people can learn about communications and digital technology and connect with other similarly interested young folk from over 172 countries. JOTA JOTI isn't a contest, but participants probably do keep score in some form or another just to see how they went. JOTA JOTI is on the weekend the 14th to the 16th of October. That's pretty soon, and what better time than next weekend, the News West Contesting Edition on the 9th of October, for clubs and individuals to let everyone else know what their involvement will be. Just a short note will do, something like the West Bring Your Lunch Along Amateur Radio Club is hosting 65 youth members at the Scout Hall with an amateur radio station and an online activity centre next door in the Fire Brigade meeting room. And you could probably add that you'll be working HF and local repeaters and simplex on 2 metres, whatever you like, you know the score. Anyway, send your Jota Jody activity notes as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net before Friday lunchtime.
Good morning from your friendly neighbourhood assessor at Ham College. As this broadcast goes to air, the October Foundation course will be in full swing. We have one more Foundation course for the year, and that is on the 3rd and 4th of December. If you would like to sit that course, then submit a query through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. Our next examination session is on the 8th of October. Unfortunately, it may be too late to sit an exam on the 8th of October if you haven't organised it with us already. But don't despair, we'll be running our last exam session on the 10th of December. We can provide foundation, standard and advanced exams, as well as practical assessments. If you would like to sit an exam, please contact us through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. Ham College has been in preparations for Jota Jyoti 2022. We will have HF, VHF, UHF, All-Star and SSTV going for the weekend. It's shaping up to be a busy one with quite a number of youth members from both Scouts and Guides coming along. We would like to thank Michael, VK6 Tango Uniform, for the use of his amateur radio activities that he has built. It won't be just sitting around watching people talk on a radio, with the youth being able to have a go at doing Morse code and fishing around SDR console looking for signals. If you are running a Jota station, we'll be very interested in having a QSO throughout the weekend. Contact us at jota@hamcollege.org.au. That is jota@hamcollege.org.au. The Ham College Information Beacon license has finally been updated. The beacon will now transmit on 145.250 MHz FM. We have also been granted a power increase from 10 watts to 50 watts, so you should be able to hear it further out. We are looking for content to be played on the beacon. If your club would like to advertise itself, please send through a recording. 256 kilobit mono sound file is what we would like. Send any content or queries through to vk6rib@hamcollege.org.au. That's vk6rib@hamcollege.org.au. Since the start of the pandemic, Ham College has moved their monthly meetings to an online conference format. Not only was it convenient because of social distancing rules at the time, but we also found more members were able to attend. So we have continued this format since then. We have our meetings on the second Wednesday of each month. They start at 7 p.m. and run for around an hour. If you would like to join our meetings, please lodge a query through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. That is www.hamcollege.org.au. This has been Chris, Victor Kilo 6 Charlie Foxtrot, for Ham College Incorporated, 73s.
Since 1931, Amateur Radio News has been broadcast in Western Australia. News West is brought to you by WA Amateur Radio News, on air, online and on demand. This is VK6 ARN and I'm Mark, VK4 MHQ.
If you're a person who really likes to take part in amateur radio contesting, you could never be bored again, because there's more contests on the amateur radio calendar than you could possibly enter. Here, on News West, about every 4 weeks, we focus the program on amateur radio contests. We could bore you by reading out a big list of all the contests over the next 6 months, but we don't do that. Instead, we focus on a few contests that are coming up in the next couple of months, and which we think will be of interest to Aussie contesters. Alan, VK4SN, maintains a contesting calendar, and it's on his website, vk4sn.com. If you're even vaguely interested in contests, or just curious, jump in and see what's going on. And by the way, we have an international guest speaking on contesting at Perth Tech. As always, we invite your news and views on contesting, or any other subject, really. Contributions to News West can be sent as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning once again. It's AMA Radio Helpline time, the 2nd of October 2022. It's Roy, VK6, X-Ray Victor, presenting today what helpline I have, which is pretty well nothing. I have no calls except one from Kevin, VK6KQ. He is now the proud owner of a 23-centimetre set, ex-Bob VK6ZGN. So well done, Kevin. But other than that, nothing new today to report. And no items, no new items for you either. So if you have any items for next week's broadcast, please get them in early so I'll be ready for next week. The address VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com doesn't seem to be working too well. If you're having trouble with that one, go for roy.watkins@bigpond.com. That may work better. I'm still haven't worked out the issues with what's wrong with the first address. RomeoOscarYankee.watkins@bigpond.com is the address. Cheers and 7-3s from Roy, VK6XV.
You have either been listening to or have just missed News West. This tagline was used by my predecessor Dennis, VK6KAD, Silent Key, for several years until he signed off forever in 2008. I saw a photo of him the other day and was reminded of his tagline. Next week we talk about contesting. Meanwhile, please remember to talk about the ACMA consultation. Thanks to the broadcasters, callback collectors, repeater and relay operators, and the studio team. I'm Bob VK6PRP, the NewsWest producer, reminding you to keep your eye on the ball and to get on air and make some noise.